Screenplay commencing in 3, 2, 1.
I'm Army Staff Sergeant Stephen Dornbos.
And I'm Army Master Sergeant Eric Ritterby.
We could go on all day about movies that were snubbed at the Oscars, but this one gets its own special screenplay. We're talking about The Dark Knight being overlooked for Best Picture and Best Director.
I would say robbed, snubbed, just disgraced.
Wow, you feel very strongly about this. It's true though, but I mean, yeah, it's a great movie and it still holds up today.
And it actually gets better.
Yeah.
It's like a fine wine.
Fine wine, it gets better with age. And you know what won?
You'd have to remind me. I can't remember right now.
Slumdog Millionaire.
No.
Yes.
No.
Who watches that movie? Anybody? What? Kids today, they know Dark Knight. Kids today don't know Slumdog Millionaire. Other movies that were nominated that year for Best Picture and Director: Benjamin Button by David Fincher.
Stop it.
Yeah, The Curious Case of Benjamin Button.
You're just lying right now.
No, I'm not lying.
You're making this up.
Fincher is a great director, but that movie is not one of his better ones.
There's no reality that exists where Benjamin Button is nominated and Batman is not.
Yeah?
I don't believe you.
What about Frost Nixon by Ron Howard?
Well, okay, I love Ron Howard, but that was a boring film.
When you told me the name of it, I was like, is that about ice cream? What is that?
So the interesting thing about this year, it was a big topic that year too, Dark Knight not getting nominated for Best Picture, Best Director, but especially Best Picture, was every year after that, they increased the categories so they can nominate up to 10 now in that category because of The Dark Knight getting snubbed.
See, when a good movie wins an Oscar, everyone's okay with it because it's all part of the plan. An instant classic is overlooked, and everyone just loses their mind.
My name's Batman.
I don't have any Batman.
Yeah, that's true. We just found out that the hard way.
Screenplay on AFN.